morning. Over the years, I have been asked many, many times, what is your favorite thing about being a pastor? And in the early years of my ministry, I generally answered along these lines. Well, my favorite thing about being a pastor is teaching Bible class, or preaching God's word, or teaching new member class, or teaching confirmation, or visiting shut-ins, or things along those lines. The order might change from time to time or year to year, but pretty much the answer had something to do with those activities. But now, in these last years, when I am asked that very same question, what is your favorite thing about being a pastor? My answer is very different. Now, when I'm asked that question, my answer is having the opportunity to see God at work in people's lives, and to see what God is doing in the world around me. That's the reason for the rather cryptic sermon title this morning. Perhaps you noticed it. It is the acronym GADGET, G-A-D-G-E-T, which stands for God's Always Doing Great, Exciting Things. GADGET. Now that's kind of a gadget of a sermon title, I understand that, but maybe it will help you think about what to me is really important for me to think about. That as I go about my life, whether it's my work life or my personal life, to be looking for what God is doing. God is always doing great, exciting things. Reminds me to look for where God is active. Why is this so important? It's so important because problems arise when our focus is anywhere else but on God. Anywhere else. The church in Corinth is a classic example of this. Their focus is not on Christ the crucified. It's on Paul, or it's on Apollos, or it's on Cephas, or it's on whoever is bringing the word of God to them, but not on Christ. Later on in this first letter that Paul writes to the church in Corinth, there's another classic example of this. It's very clear from what Paul writes that those Christians in Corinth are looking at spiritual gifts as though somehow one of them trumps the other. They're looking at their spiritual gifts and saying, well, my spiritual gifts are better than your spiritual gifts. Instead of focusing on the fact that God gives those gifts for the common good, to be used for His purpose, to be used always in love. The attitude of those Christians in Corinth sort of echoes that children's chant. Na, 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 my gifts are better than yours are. What nonsense. How silly. And what a danger. What a danger to God's church when we focus on anything but Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's the church in Corinth, you might say this morning. But is that misguided focus also a danger for us? The evil one would like nothing better than to divide and to conquer. Jesus says that the devil is the father of lies, and that when he lies, he is speaking his native language. And the way that I like to put that, and I've said this before, is the devil speaks lie. The devil speaks lie. Could it be that the devil speaking lie is trying to divide and conquer us? Just as he did with that group of Christians in Corinth long ago. Could it be? I follow Pastor Mark. I follow Pastor Phil. I follow Pastor Ron. I follow soon-to-be Pastor Ben. The really important thing is youth ministry. No, the really important thing is music ministry. No, the really important thing is preschool ministry. No, the most important thing is caring for others. The mission campus, that's the most important. No, the Shawnee campus, that's the thing that really matters. Where is our focus? Where is your focus? Paul says, when we think and act that way, when we lose our focus on God and on what God is doing, he says, we are of the flesh. We are sinning. But thankfully, Paul goes on to provide the solution. There are two keys to Paul's argument at the end of our second lesson today. First, God gave the growth. Is Apollos important? Is Paul important? Of course. Are they helpful? Are they useful? Absolutely. Are Pastor Phil and Pastor Mark and Pastor Ron and Vicar Ben and the rest of the staff helpful and useful? Sure. Is youth ministry and preschool ministry and children's ministry, are those things important? Absolutely. But the focus is and always must be on Christ. Paul writes, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. God gave the growth. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. God is the one who gives us hope in the midst of the grief and sorrow of death and of loss in our lives. Our focus always, always, always is on God. And when we lose that focus, we turn back to God with repentant hearts and we receive again from God that wonderful gift of the forgiveness of our sins. But this portion of Paul's letter to the Corinthian church also contains a beautiful affirmation. Paul writes, we are God's fellow workers. And he writes, our work is as the Lord assigned to each. Yes, our focus is always to be on God and what God is doing, to be focused on that cross of Christ and what he has done for us. But God invites us to be a part of his work. God invites us to be a part of what he is doing in bringing his kingdom to have greater influence and bearing on our lives and on the world around us. To be about that joyful kingdom work that the Lord has assigned to us as we use the gifts he has given us. Not to say mine's better than yours, but to use our gifts together as the people of God in this community to share that good news of Jesus Christ. We are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. God's always doing great, exciting things. And he invites you and me to be a part of all of that. With our eyes focused on him, always. Don't miss out. You and I are God's fellow workers. You and I are God's field. And God makes it grow. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen. I invite you now to stand as we join.